time when we wanted to be full, if there was anyone in the church that was not baptized in the Holy Spirit, we prayed for them. I remember one night, a man did. He was meeting right over here at the altar, and he was sinking. I'm telling you what, he wore out the saints. Everybody left. James Loving was still here. James Loving called me and said, "Hey, can you come up and help me pray for this brother? He's seeking a baptism. It's maybe midnight or after." I said, "I'll be there." Well, we come up, we started praying. He told me, he said, "If you can think of somebody to call, call him. This man's not leaving until he's filled with his spirit." And we north here, I don't know the length of time, but he stayed there until God filled him with the Holy Spirit. That's the way that we used to do it. We would do it by telling. Somebody said, "I don't believe in him." Well, undoubtedly they did in the upper room because they carried for 10 days. They stayed there because God had told them, "Do not leave until you're filled with the Spirit." And so they stayed until there came the sound of a rushing mighty wind, filled all the house where they were sitting. They fell on their toes and tongues as with fire, and they all began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them the others. You and I, we are more directed to something that was immediate, something that, you know, we can snap our fingers. I remember when the only way to run out of time is you had to talk. Somebody came up with an idea, they made it away from just cook time. Always looking for shortcuts. I want to read to you, and I'm reaching for this one word in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 2. "For I am determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and in Jesus Christ." Now what Paul is saying is, if anybody, anyone, has any other doctrine, has any other philosophy, whatever, that you want to approach me with, he said, "I have within myself a determination. I'm not going to listen to you. I'm not going to be affected by what you say." But I guess you could think about this word, determined, just like the testimony about the man. He said, "I'm not leaving this place until I'm fixed." And he did not leave. It caused me to remember other experiences in the church. Brother Clinton had told a story years and years ago. I think it was his dad that got sick. He was down on the farms or whatever. I mean, it's miners, it's campfires or whatever. But they began to contact the neighbors, come to the house, whether his name was, because Mr. Clinton is sick. Somebody's got to touch God. So people come, they get in that house, and they prayed, and they prayed, and they prayed. Then they should have been praying when the sun came up. But they prayed until they got an answer. We have lost that determination. You know, in anything, basically, in the church, it's got to be done in a hurry. It's got to get over in a hurry. I've got something else on my mind. I've got something else on my heart. We have got to get past this. You know, you take sickness. We want to be able to take a pill and instantly be over what we've got. We don't like to have to go back to the doctor. We don't like to renew a prescription. Sometimes, in that field of things, you have to practice medicine. You practice this. This doesn't work. You practice something else. I'm not talking about that with God. We're not practicing anything. But I am telling you, there's got to return to us a determination. There has got to return to us a stability. I'm not going to be moved. I'm not going to change my mind. I'm not going to be talked out of this. I want to know the importance. I know the relevance. I know what is needed. I'm going to stand fast and sure. I'm going to be in that prayer room. I may be the only one in there, but I'm going to be in that prayer room. I may be the only one in that altar, but I'm going to be in that altar because I know what I need. I know what I want. Paul said, I'm determined. I'm not going to know anything except Christ. I am determined. There's a lot of scripture that we can refer to tonight, and we will some of it. The Bible says, gird up the loins of your mind. Doesn't it? Gird up the loins of your mind. We're told that a man that is double-minded is unstable in all of his ways. There is something to be said about how we present, let the same mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. There is something about this organ called the mind that God says, let your mind be stable on things that we are above. How that we are to have the mind of Christ. He said, if there's any virtue in me, and you think on these things, there is a goal. Every one of us press towards the mark, the prize of the high calling of God in Christ. There is a goal. And God said, present your whole mind, body, soul, right? Our mind has to be set upon God. It can be set upon 10 things. It can be set upon 2 things. It has to be setting upon God. But the Clinton used to preach. And he would say, we have to think the thoughts of God. That renewed mind. There's one thing. If you're going to remain full of the Holy Spirit, you're going to have to keep your mind stayed upon the goal. Your mind, your heart, your emotions, you can't let it be divided. You can't let it be split. It can be partly on God and partly on something else. God demands, requires, and insists on everything. Do I have your attention tonight? I don't know if you're working on telephones or iPads or something else, but you know, you need to turn that off. I'm trying to preach the gospel. And what I'm preaching, every one of us needs it. Our hearts, you know, sometimes, I don't think they'll help us. I think sometimes the reason our minds wander off, we can't keep our minds stayed on God. I think sometimes the reason that happens is our mind stays too much on the past. I mean, the devil torments you. God said, forgetting those things that are behind, let us press on. Our minds are covered. If not by the past, they're covered by it. I don't know what I'm going to do because, you know, I don't have the money to pay for this car repair. God said, let's supply your every need. And as we bring our minds into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and we get rid of all of this thinking of the past. I didn't get into it Sunday night when I was preaching. But one thing, actually, I was afraid to use the terminology in some ways. But when you have Jesus Christ in your life, everything, now don't get mixed up on this word, but everything about Jesus Christ is positive. Right? Can you think of anything negative about Jesus? The only thing he does is good. The only thing that he does is of a nature that is good to me. God does not in any way mistreat anyone. As long as I'm filled with the Holy Spirit, I'm not talking about that positive, as a man talks about positive confession. But I'm telling you, wherever Christ is, there is a ministry. There is a miracle. There is a deliverance. It is an overcomer. But so much of our thinking is not thinking on the things of Christ, but we're meditating and being tormented maybe by those things that are hard to find. I don't know if the devil ever bothers you that or not, but we all have a past. If you allow the devil to torment you, he will torment you. That's not God doing that. That's the devil. We need to get ourselves into that place where we can keep our minds off of difficulties, keep our minds off of ourselves, be determined. Paul said, I can determine myself. That's the word I'm going to listen to. I'm telling you that you and I can be determined not to let the devil harass our minds about the present, the past, anything else, but we can be strong in God with our minds stayed upon Him. I believe it. We're also told not to grow weary. Do not grow weary in well-doing. For in due season, you will be too short. The Word of God tells us not to let your good be evil spoken of. Every one of us have had experiences that we do something nice, we do something good, something helpful, something constructive. Somebody will come up with an alternative reason for us having done that. You only did it for this reason. No, I did it for the reason I told you I did it. You did it to me for the reason you said you did it. There's no ulterior motives. Blame you one to another. Be kindly affectionate one to the other. You do that to myself. Yeah. They must be wanting something out of you. Where does that come from? People get tired. They get weary. The enemy works on them day and night. We must rise above them and be determined that I'm not going to let the enemy trouble me over my past. I'm not going to let the enemy with his stress on my life cause me to have this kind of issue. Watch all of the things that are pure. Watch all of the things that are pure. Watch all of the things that are good. Watch all of the things that are gentle. If there be what? Any things? Think on these things. Well, I can tell you, my speech must not be very clear tonight. I'm telling you that these are issues that trouble every one of us. Just absolutely all worn out. But there's one thing that happens. You have to be determined in that one like that. I'm going to use the word positive. I don't mean it in that positive confession message. But you must be determined. I'm not going to be that. We used to sing a song. Take the whole world and give it to Jesus. If my mother didn't go, it won't hinder me. If my daddy didn't go, it won't hinder me. If my husband didn't go, it won't hinder me. If my wife didn't go, it won't hinder me. I've made up my mind that I'm going to serve God. Same thing, thank you. Same thing when it comes to receiving the Holy Spirit. Every one of us can remember when there was a time when we were full to overflowing. Our vessels, our cups run over. Our vessels run over. We were full. But consider our condition now, maybe, compared to what it was then. That's the reason the Bible says, call to remembrance. Stir up your pure mind by way of remembrance. Every one of us that's a part of the church, we know there was a time when we were closer. But really, we're not determined that we're going to speak until Jesus said, when you go to the upper room, you carry until. He didn't say 10 days. He didn't say 4 hours. He said until. We know it was 10 days because it's recorded before the Spirit of God said. We can have prayer meetings before church and not have anyone here. Have prayer meetings after church and not have anyone here. We've lost that determination. We've lost that absolute that I know what is going on in my life. And I know what I've got to do. I remember last of these just kind of practice too. We used to have all that practice in this all night. Now all night, for the most part, went past midnight. And we're talking for you just saying all night. I'm a young man at that time. I come to an all night prayer meeting. And there's a lot of people that come to the all night prayer meeting. But do you know how it came? Pillows, quilts, blankets. See, at that time, I was ministering. You've got some people that start praying. You've got other people watching your watch to see what time it is. But you had that one, that new one was all around. And that didn't quit. They didn't take a check of the time. They came for one reason. They come for an all-night prayer meeting. I finally got to the place where some of them I just laughed at them. They didn't see it. But when they carried me for 10 days and 10 nights, they were acting in obedience. They were acting out of a desire. So nothing else mattered. Nothing else mattered. And I'm telling you this, you tell till we come to the place to where nothing else matters except the glory of God. We are living in the Spirit, walking in the Spirit. We're not praying well. You heard, I know you did. But the cross is in here, but tell us this back there. She knows more about than a couple of years, right? We're all here. We've preached there, been there. This God from Belleville, Illinois, that were on a shooting spree in Washington today in Virginia. He wasn't angry. He was an angry man. Every time I see something like that, I remember Brother Cameron said, we're headed for a totally demon possession. These are just not isolated instances. But God has an answer for that. He said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, he said, I will raise up a standard against that enemy. Right? How many of you believe Israel as a nation had enemies? Sure you do. They had enemies. They were the chosen people of God. God told them, you did not choose me. I chose you. I called you out. I've given you this good land. I've provided this. I'm the God that brought you out. Israel not only has enemies now, they've always had enemies. But they've always overcome. But one thing, God said, I will fight your battles. I will give you victory. I will supply your needs. But not only do nations have enemies, we individually have enemies. If you don't have any other enemy, the devil's your enemy. You say, well, I don't hear much out of you. Yes, you do. You just don't recognize it. He goes about to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. He never ceases. What's the answer for all of this? I know that you know, but let me tell you. Be filled with the Spirit. And you will overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil. That's the answer. Somebody says, well, I get on to praying. It seems like I just get something on my mind. My mind wanders off. I think of something I remembered I needed to do. That's the enemy. There's a time for everything under the sun. There's a time to take care of that car, that house. To eat, sleep, bread, go to work. But there is a time to separate ourselves from God. There's a time to pull aside from everything else and do nothing but seek God. Let me ask this. When's the last time you did that in your life? When's the last time there was a family? I'm not saying you don't need to think about it. When's the last time your children heard you pray in the Holy Ghost? For all of us, it's been way too long. You know what's happened? The good place is. The message for tonight is we must determine within ourselves. We must be determined that we're not going to let man, politics, monies, whatever, we're not going to let anybody separate us from God. Isn't that what Paul said? Not height, not depth, not power, not principalities, not rulers of darkness. Nothing is going to separate. Nothing's going to come between me and God. You say, preacher, you're talking to me. You know why? Because you're talking to us. Monday is Friday. I can show you in the Bible. With the Word of God, says that you separate yourself four times without prayer, it's surgery. I don't go to lunch on Monday. Sometimes I'm tied up on Monday. But here in the last 2 or 3 Mondays, I'm getting in my office the Word of God, preaching to the Word, separating. Don't worry about what they're doing in politics. Don't worry about what they're doing in something else. Separate. Pull apart. Pull aside. Look unto God. Call upon His name. Pray. Is this all right? Where is our desire? What does it mean? How does it work? Well, it has everything to do with our destiny. We didn't get there. Our desire will guide and direct our destiny. I can't save myself. I can't overcome the devil. So many things that are totally impossible. But when I leave this life, I'm going somewhere. I'm either forever to be with God, or I'm going to hear Him say, I never knew. My desire will dictate my destiny. It's easy. I'm not going to say who or whatever, because it would be embarrassing to me. But I have people that come here and they will tell me privately. If I'm not here Sunday night, I don't have any gas in my car. I don't have any money. I'm talking about people who are here 15, 20 years. I'll tell you what, it's going to be worth it for you and I. He said, present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is what you need to do. It's going to be every one of us to pay any price, do anything that we have to do to make sure that our destiny is to hear Him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I'm not asking you to come. Let me just put it this way, because I'm dealing with a lot of different preachers. I've been watching some programs on ministries, some that I don't read the books or about in the past anywhere else. But it seems like there's been one comment in my mind. All of them have been registered to me. But when he went to the Philippines, I want to be a missionary in Mexico. And some said, you're too old. You have too many kids. You didn't remember Bill Levick when he was here? He went and told him, he said, God called me to the Congo. And he said, we don't need you in the Congo. We need you to indicate in whatever place. And he said, what he said. He said, God didn't call me to come to the Congo. He said, we can't go to Congo. You've got to go to whatever country it was. He bought his ticket. He went to the country they told him he had to go to. He sent them over. And he said, I'm right where you sent me. But I've got my airplane ticket to go to Congo. If you're going to contact me in the future, you're going to have to get me in the Congo. That's where I'm going. I can tell you that I have lost everything in the last several days and put the head of the Salvation Army. They told me, you can't do this. The organization, I told him, you can't do this. He said, well, you take yours, and I'll go do mine. How many times does the plan not in there? There has to be a determination. Do you agree with that? There has to be a determination. If we're not determined, we're going to mess up our destiny. We're going to mess up our destiny. God wants to finish. God wants to baptize us in the Holy Spirit.